This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Well, did our lips shut to stop the nagging?
Oh,
episode number 39. Are we live, Matt Brown?
Yeah, we are. Hey,
no.
Sorry.
Episode number 39. This is the second last episode of the whole of season 4. Next week's episode will be the live show, and where we will pick the comment winners. Well, you'll see the conclusion of the Black Book, and you'll see us doing our first live show if you can't come to the show. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mother?
We've had a big week, man. Holy shit, some shit's been shitting off, man. Last week, right, we filmed a video where a whippersnipper in my leg, and then we're like, oh, fuck, couldn't be fucked filming another painful video. And then there's a speed camera nearby the house, so we're like, fucking, let's go put some signs up. And just fuck with some motorists. So we're sitting there, and I had the first sign at the front, and we put a sign in the middle, and then Michael's standing there with a sorry sign, and we're filming the cars going past honking, but it was just like,
it was shit.
We were just like, this is gonna look shit if it's just us filming, because we couldn't selfie film because the cars were honking before they were in frame, because it was
the
driving towards us, you know what I mean? So we're like, fuck it, James, you drive past, point of view from the driver's side. And James pretended to be a motorist driving past us, reading the signs for the first time. And then we posted it, 30-second clip, and it's just gone fucking nuts.
Bananas.
Yeah, we've been getting roasted on the Daily Mail, on news.com, the Korean
Mail.
It's
just a dramatic reenactment.
And people are saying the motorists were so angry. It's like, that's fucking James, cunt. We even say when we post it, dramatic reenactment. But still, that is what we want. That's what we were hoping the people driving past would be doing.
You guys basically just fooled the media.
Well, yeah, we wanted to give people
speeding fines. They let themselves be fooled. Yeah, we were going to try and trick people into getting speeding fines by slowing down and then speeding up.
But maybe it depends how you're looking at it. We're trying to help the government get revenue to help our economy.
Yeah, so we can buy more like medicines and shit to give people.
Yeah,
forcibly. Yeah, we're forcing them to pay fines, which seems to be something.
Yeah, so the people, that's what the outcome was, what we wanted from the public. But obviously, we weren't expecting someone to drive past and film it. So we had to find another way to film it. So we got James to do it. So that video is
a dramatic reenactment.
Okay?
And it's helping the economy.
Like, what we were doing, the stunt itself was real. Like, we were out there for like half an hour, but we couldn't film it like that. So we just had to get James to film it as he drove past. I hope that clears that up, because a lot of people are like, oh, what the fuck? I've seen that guy in their videos. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have used James if... You know, that's like, obviously.
Well, as I said, it literally is to help the government.
Yeah.
All right. You guys need to, video's done. What the fuck happened on the weekend?
Oh, man.
What did you guys do?
We had Mon's 30th on the weekend, and it turned into one of the most wild nights that I've ever been a part of for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been, I'd say wildest for like a year, 2 years, but like not in life.
And it was like, all right, throughout, but then like come 5 a.m. man, things just got so messy.
And this is what I mean about how fun kick-ons is, because it's where the weirdest shit happens and it's acceptable, apart from like obviously the next day.
And then what do you mean the next day was so cringe, like all the so many embarrassing things springing to mind. Oh man, Mom's family was there. It's just like fucking hell.
Oh well, okay, I guess it was, there were ups and downs about it. It was literally like a roller coaster. There were moments where we were ripping ticks out of men's heads.
Yeah, that was one of the Mon's family had like a tick in his head. Oh, we found in the middle of the morning.
This is what's crazy.
Tables were broken.
Yeah, I left And the hot, everyone was in a circle. Everyone was talking, having a good time. I was like, I'll see you later. And it just seemed such a happy little beautiful environment. And then when I came back the next morning, because I didn't stay the night, I went somewhere else, but we'll get to that later. I came back and like the floors were destroyed and the tables were broken and the ping pong table is flattened.
Yeah, Michael fully just with his knees jumped onto the ping pong table, went straight through it. The fucking floors were fucked. There was tables full of food that were being leapt onto.
Coffee cups are in the pool.
The fucking, oh really? There's a pool, the pool fence was broken.
Someone launched one of the dining room chairs into the neighbor's yard and it was so like embarrassing because he was out.
Oh.
Whoa, I didn't remember that one.
You guys weren't there.
Oh, so it wasn't me.
It was probably you.
Oh.
But I wasn't here to see it.
So he saw it.
He didn't see the chair. Oh, the chair was there, but he saw me having to climb over the fence.
Oh, that's fine. That's normal.
But he was like, oh, the old man, he's like, oh, he waved. And I was like, oh, hey, I was just grabbing my chair.
A chair's a chair. And
launched into your hut yard.
Yeah, things got out of hand.
I remember you throwing it. Actually, I think that was at the very end.
I remember that.
You just made anyway, me we got just to, me and you.
Got to bed at like 8, 9 a.m. And then that next day, that Sunday, like I cannot begin to describe that hangover. I was in bed until like 7 p.m. And just being conscious was like an 8 out of 10 pain relentlessly. Like it was fucking unbearable.
So to pay this, we hired all these seats and these tables from a higher place, and the man came to pick up all the gear, and he brought his young son, and his young son was like really excited to meet Marty.
And then like, he's like,
were you like twisted? Like,
yeah, dude. I was like, it was like 6 p.m. though. It's like I shouldn't be in bed. And then like, I just get out, still wearing the same clothes from the night before, just real fucked looking, reeking of like gross alcohol.
And your eyes are all like black.
I'd love to see that photo.
Oh,
that would be man. I had another cringe day too. Fuck, go to Amber's mum's birthday party with like the whole family there. Too. I had no sleep and get there at like 10 a.m. Just so fucked. I was like, Amber, I should stay home. She's like, no, you're coming. I was like, okay. I end up just sleeping on the lounge room floor.
In front of them all.
And they're all just watching me sleep. Like, that's not okay really, right?
Oh,
but like, I love them and they were just accepting of it, I think, I hope. And it's all good, but like, fuck.
When I got here, it was like 9 a.m. or something like that. And Amber was here. And I went, oh, where's Mike with you? He's in the van. And she goes, go say hello to him. I went, all right. I went over to the van. And I could just hear Limp Bizkit pumping from the van. I've opened up the door and he's just singing Limp Bizkit to himself.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I have to deal with this and distract my head some way. So I just put Spotify on and just sort of sat there.
You just shook my hand and didn't you giggled. Have
a fucking hangover? How did you deal with that?
Oh,
I was out cold.
I could. Well, that's the thing. It was still like just so... Because I was on such adrenaline still from just the amount of shit we broke, like going through the tables. I was still so awake.
Fuck me, dude. It's so cringe.
So like I was just on this rush.
In front of family. That is so fucked. Anyway.
Oh, but like it was cheered on at the time.
Yeah, at the time, of course, because we were all just fucking beyond saving.
Oh, man.
It doesn't even register in my mind, oh, who might own these things? Like, that does not cross my mind.
I know, yeah. So sorry for what we broke. We can't
get like that anymore. That's just like so fucked.
My fruit bowl's missing.
I have a memory of like, we're just leaning on the pool fence and you just start going back and forth.
Stop.
We just figured out who broke the pool fence.
Yeah, we knew that already.
Yeah,
no one
told me.
Oh, man. There was, and I'm like, no. I was like, nah, it's just let it go. And then I giggled.
Oh, fuck, man.
Ironically, we now have an inspection at the house too. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Shit, you're off. We just got to like pressure clean the deck and then we're done.
We just got to get James to get the drill out.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. So a wild weekend and it's Tuesday now. We're filming episode 39 and we are still still reeling from this night. Like, yesterday was fucked and today even so sluggish, so depressed, so fucked. It's been really difficult to rebound from this. And we have the live show in 3 days, cunt.
It's, yeah, the come downs will last longer and longer.
It's because we went so hard, though.
Yeah. Remember, you haven't been hitting it hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to mention you took a few weeks off everything.
Oh, so, man.
It's all right.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, so fucking be careful partying out there, boys. You fucking always come to regret it, cunt. What else do we need to talk about? Oh, yeah. Spotify peeps, you may have noticed that in a lot of our episodes, you might be hearing an ad at the beginning, an ad at the end, and then maybe in an ad in the middle somewhere as well. That's because we got approved for like the Spotify ad thing. So we've just been Spotify's put some ads in our podcast. Isn't that great news, everyone?
That's awesome news.
Until I read the rules, they sent like all the Spotify platform rules. We literally break every single one.
Oh,
so it's
really?
It's only a matter of time until they see this.
Figure that out.
And then they'll probably demonetize.
Fucking hell, dude.
Surely somebody reviewed us before going, hey, let's
That's what I'd like to think too. But as if someone's going to sit there for an hour and just listen to every single podcast before. They just look at the numbers. They look, oh yeah, heaps of 5-star reviews. They got a good listener base. Yes. Maybe. And then worry about it later.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, we're
guaranteed.
Screwed. We're screwed.
So, but it's not a bad thing. It just means that we will just be making a little bit of money from Spotify listens now.
Which is nice.
Up until when they find out who we really are deep down, cunt.
Maybe we should.
You may have noticed last week's episode, the mother segment was cancelled. Yeah, they've deemed some of your confessions to be a bit too much. So we've changed it, all right? And we've changed it to 2 lies, 1 truth. And we got you guys to DM in your phone numbers. So we're going to call you. And if you can guess which one is the truth, then you get $500 just like that.
Holy
live on the
shit.
Podcast.
So yeah. If you've listened to most of the podcasts, you'll know most of the stories.
Yeah, because it's all podcast story related shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude.
It's exciting.
And you don't know what yours is yet. Yours could be the truth today. Yours could be the lie.
Fucked.
Yeah,
but
man.
We'll see. All right. So that's exciting. So that's what we're starting up. We got fucking prank call. We got black book. We don't have Bachelor Brown this week.
We don't have a guest this week.
We don't have a guest this week, but fucking, hey, it's the episode before the finale. So
but we're here.
We're trying to organize that at the moment. That's priority number one, brother.
Each other.
So we've just had to quickly come together and film episode 39. So episode 39 is a bit of a fucking dumb bitch, cunt. All right, guys. It is time for our sponsors. A word from our sponsors.
Hey.
Oh, this one. Not this yet, is it?
No, it is. It is.
Okay,
it is.
Good.
Hey, what's going on, man? Have you made dumb decisions before that have left you feeling terrible? Yes? Are you worried about your health as you get older? Do you notice your body deteriorating faster and faster and taking longer to recover than the glory days of the early 20s? Well, shut up! athleticgreens.com/fullyactual, okay? Athletic Greens is like 75 nutrients and supplements all put together by this dude who was really, really sick and then he got really, really healthy. All right, this is proven this shit. Michael and I have started taking it, all right? Now, let me tell you, after our weekend, that party we had on Saturday, AG1, the Athletic Greens, was the only thing I had on that Sunday at the very end of my hangover. And I guarantee you it works. All right. We always feel a lot better in the mornings when we have it. We have it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. And it does make us feel better. That is not a lie. That is 100% the truth. Have you tried it yet, Matt?
I've been having it every twice.
James Lee made me one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite good. Yeah, it is an energy.
The taste is actually nice.
It is. And the reason Michael and I are so hell-bent on taking this is because we know of the damage that we have caused to our bodies and minds over the last 15 years of life, all right? It's extensive. It's significant. At least with AG1, you can help take some of that away. You're regrowing yourself. And that's science, man. Look at all the bruises on him. We need this shit. All right, and so do you. So athleticgreens.com/fullyactual and you get a free vitamin D and 5 travel packs. Boom, for free. How's that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good, Matt. That is very fucking good.
And not the number 3.
So it's a subscription, all right? A monthly fee that you pay and then you get your stock of AG1 every single month. And Michael and I'm going to be on this shit for the rest of my life.
I am.
Because they constantly redo the formula the more shit that they find out. So it's constantly evolving with health. It's very good. If you're going to take any kind of vitamin supplements, take this shit. All that stuff in the tablets, it just goes straight through you.
This soaks in.
Did you just take another scoop?
It's so good. Like, it literally tastes like, I don't know,
a nice
flavored drink.
Sorry.
Do us a favor. Get your Athletic Greens. Link is in the description. Go there right now. Fully Actual, okay? athleticgreens.com/fullyactual.
That was hot.
And take control of your health.
Yeah, it's good to be better. It's like being more B.
All right, guys. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Are you listening at home? Good. Because I'm here to tell you that I've had a gutful of your shit. I am beyond disappointed in you. You've heard this spiel over and over again, and you still choose to not even look at manscaped.com. Just go to the website. Go there. I guarantee you they're going to have some shit that you haven't heard of before that can help you, that can lift you out of the darkness and lift you up to love and light and getting your balls sucked clean, cunt. Don't you want your balls sucked clean? Buy their ball shaver raver, their ball reviver, their ball swipes, and get sucked off in a tree. God, I just want to suck myself off my balls. They're so smooth and shiny after Manscaped. And use our discount code, FULLYACTUAL20, for 20% off. Get your shit sorted, man.
The preserver.
The preserver? They've got the lawnmower. They're in Woolworths now. Obviously, they're good. Woolworths isn't going to have some shit in it, is it? It's all good. Go to Woolies. Manscaped.com/fullyactual.
Yeah.
Also for women.
Yeah, heaps of women.
Mostly.
It's mostly for women.
Body wash.
It's so, actually, I'm going to go and say it. It is only for women.
It is women. It is woman. So our woman listeners, manscaped.com, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 and get your balls plume.
Okay, fuck, moving on. That was two and... Whoa.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when the Manscaped person listens. Oh, they're telling everyone it's for women.
Just for one.
It's just getting worse, Ronald.
Yeah, this is the last time we do them. We get fired.
They said you could get sucked off in a tree.
Yeah. Oh my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, let's have a fucking bong break, cunt, and come back strong. We're back. We were just discussing in between weed that we were a bit worried about the jokes we're making on the website recently. We did like a "Can women really multitask?" video the other day.
Oh, you did not.
And no. Which gender can multitask?
Oh, see, that's better explained. Yeah.
And I was the woman, and it, you know, we were just mucking around. But anyway, you'll see.
Sorry.
Our website link in the description. 21-day free trial. It's how we fund everything here, bro. 220 videos of the craziest shit you've ever seen. What's out on there right now?
What comes out this Sunday?
Oh, either pressure pool or torture chess. Both fucked. Anyway, moving on. It's time for On This Day.
Hey.
And this is where Matt, he comes in, right, usually on some sort of methamphetamine.
Oh, I do.
And he
not.
Researches a I, day in history that happened today. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Well,
on
this well
day. Not on meth though, Mum.
I don't know, man.
Is this? Will you still do it for a K?
Yeah, he'll do it on the podcast live, I bet.
If we gave you $20,000 at the podcast finale, would you do a hit of
$20,000? Yes,
really.
Yep. Sold
live in front
live
of everyone.
In front of I'll hit one hit of meth for $20,000 live.
Fuck, really? We should start a GoFundMe.
Wow.
Oh, imagine writing that GoFundMe. They got to approve it, don't they?
What about 10?
No. Now you've lowered it.
Now you've
lowered it. And you know what?
I'm just saying.
You've lowered your standards.
Well, let's so get
you
still 10, won't do a, let's get 10K cash out.
Yeah, if we had 10K.
Oh, fuck. That'd be tempting. Yeah, fuck it.
10K.
Well, we're fucking getting a bit nervous for the live show. Hey, boys, it's so close.
I think we're going to be fine. We've done this before.
I know. It's just going to be funny with an audience.
It's going to be so strange. Like, just imagine 200 people there right now.
You just got me nervous.
It's like, fuck. I'm going to be so shy.
Maybe we should put like the walls there.
And so we can't see him.
Oi, let's just do it here, but we'll keep him there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, on this day in 1988, John Howard was a slug. He was found in a damp bush nibbling on some leaves by his now wife. She collected him and kept him in an aquarium. Over the coming days, they bonded. She let John the slug crawl all over her body. One thing led to another and things turned sexual. John's wife enjoyed the sensation of slug John circling her areolas. She leant down and kissed him, turning him into an Australian version of a prince, a prime minister. So ladies, if you see any slugs out there, give them a kiss. It could be the next prime minister. I'm Matt Brown, and I would also like to point out that my dick is a slug. DM me for pictures of my slugs.
Oh, no.
What about, that's why his eyebrows.
Furry.
We like that.
Slug remnant.
Actually, a podcast fan, I can't remember his name.
Oh, my God.
Keeps messaging me, asking me for dick pics. What like, but it's relentless.
What about OnlyFans?
You almost give up. I can see why like people send nudes. It's because they just give in.
So he fully
Like he would not. And every time like I start off with like haha, and then like sorry, and then like I'm scared, and then I'm like no, leave me alone. And it's just come on man, just show me yours or show me mine.
Yeah, show him your boobs.
What about, okay, like recently you had like you put in the group chat some weird messages you've been getting.
Yeah, what the fuck. Yeah. Yeah, what's going on there? That's clearly your fault.
No, that's not us.
You'd see it on the story.
I just wondered if maybe like people are going, because people go through the old podcasts, and so every now and then I get a fart, or I get like a, you know, or it's Matt's birthday.
See, that's what would
dick.
Happen to fucking Box Boy, I bet.
He'd still get DMs. That poor guy.
Remember I got a random DM from him like a year after we did that episode. He's like, can you guys stop talking about me on your podcast? And I was like, man, we haven't spoken about you for like a year. And then I realized that it's new fans going back and listening to those
old
episodes.
Podcasts. Yeah, leave him alone. Leave everyone that we've said.
We weren't right.
Yeah, we did a lot too much alcohol.
I think it was even second season, but you've sent stuff before, same. Like send Matt Brown the worst videos ever. You've done it multiple times.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine for your psyche. Like it just every now and
just
then.
Just don't watch them.
I can't help it. Every now and then you get this video and you're like, oh, that's definitely from another country. And you can't help but open it.
You witness a murder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick, cheeky. Anyway, diary entry. All right, this is one of my diary entries. I found it, blah, 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 in my mum's wallet. Okay? She doesn't know, blah, blah, blah. All right, it's just a random diary entry. All right, here we go. Entry number 769,537,471.
Don't. Anyway, sorry.
Don't feed into it, Matt. You really hurt. Like, yeah, you really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, sorry. Don't. Yeah, nothing. Don't talk. Sorry. Don't count like that.
He's turned on me.
Don't count like that.
Sorry.
Today I went to the beach with my only friend, Scalp. Scalp doesn't speak English, so we just like to sit and look. We went into the water and splashed around. Not too deep though, because that's dangerous. The sun was hot and we didn't have sunscreen. I went to the lifeguard and asked for some sunscreen. The lifeguard said yes and told me and Scalp to come into the lifeguard tower. He got the sunscreen and started touching our chests. I said that's enough, but he said he needs to do my back. He turned me around and started on my back. I got scared and ran out of the lifeguard tower. Scalp was still in there and I waited for him outside. I waited for 20 minutes and then Scalp came out covered in sunscreen. Scalp looked different, but he didn't say anything. Scalp didn't want to play on the beach anymore, so we went home. It was a pretty good day.
I'm laughing at the name, Scalp. That's what... That imagine a friend called Scalp.
Yeah, I think it was like Russian or something.
Holy fuck, man. Okay, I regret telling you not to talk like that with the number thing.
Yeah, now you know why.
Sorry.
Why German numbers are so harsh. It's because the world is harsh, man.
Yeah, especially for Scalp.
That's just
a. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
All right, guys, it's now time for Michael's Bible. And here's Jesus now, and he's so wise and strong and powerful. And here we go, everybody. Get ready to open your ear fucking hole and get some wisdom shoved down it by hips.
This is chapter Things That Are Shit, Part 2.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Downtown Abbey.
Yeah, okay.
Bathurst.
Yep.
Traffic lights.
Yeah, okay.
The show, The Project. Posh people. Stairs. Pronouns. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Checkers. Fluoride. Smart cars. Seafood.
Yeah, I fucking agree with all of them. Yes. I thought you were going to list off some of my favorite movies.
Nah.
You didn't even say
movies.
Star Wars.
I had to look at your movies again, but
you're separating them into like categories now of things.
Yeah, something. This is a new chapter.
It's just a new chapter, Matt.
So. If I do meth, would you watch all nine Star Wars with me?
Yes.
Really? I'll have to think about it if it's worth it.
All right, guys. It's time.
Oh, here we go.
For Matt Brown's dirty, dirty black book, where he has written in great detail about all his sexual experiences from when he was just an egg to now.
Oh.
Here it is.
Save a bit.
All right, here we go. This is where I'm up to.
Okay.
All right, next week's the finale, by the way. So yeah, this is crazy.
Couldn't come
sooner. But we did realize that the people at the finale won't have heard this episode yet. So let's just hope that the Black Book doesn't add to the storyline, if you know what I mean, because they won't have heard it yet. Do you know what I mean? Hopefully it's just like a random one. Is it?
Well, you'll have to read and find out.
Okay, so it's not Queston? Sorry.
Number 72. I was playing with my Barbies on a lazy Sunday afternoon. I would make them have arguments with each other, and then I would punish them for their arguments by melting them down to liquid and funneling them up my ass. Oh, I love my Barbies. I lay down on my back and let my body relax. Soon I will have to find Queston and kill him once and for all, but today, I relax. I realized I was feeling a bit horny when my nipples started to swell. Perhaps a cheeky little hooker will curb my urges. A dirty, dirty prostitute. I pull my phone out. Hey Siri, call Walter.
Calling Walter.
The phone rings and Walter answers. Hello? Walter, it's me. Come around right now.
Hang on, sweetheart. I'll be over after me cigarette.
I get off the phone and spread margarine over my hairy chest. The margarine melts over my nipples, and I chuckle as the melted margarine sizzles away. I hear a car parking outside. Walter is here. I beat her to my front door and open it before she can knock. She's the same old Walter. She looked like she'd been dragged along behind a horse for the last 10 years, and her long gold hair was thinning on top so I could easily see her scalp. She was still very obese and had cigarette burns all over her arms. She was loudly chewing gum and wearing a small red boob tube and a short denim skirt. Her thick, cellulite-riddled legs shook with every step. Walter was just her fake prostitute name, of course. She spat out the gum.
Let's get this over with.
I let her in and catch a whiff of her scent as she passes me. She smelt of abortion clinic disinfectant and maggots. We make our way to the bedroom and Walter lifts her skirt. I remove my pants and shirt and waste no time. I push Walter and she falls on the bed. She lays on her fat back and spreads her legs for me. I wrap my hand around my flaccid cock and balls and then stuff my fist up Walter. She barely even stirs as I'm probably her 15th client of the day. I release my junk waltz inside of her and wait to get hard. Walter stares blankly up at the ceiling. I fiddle with her top and pull a tit out. Then I start getting hard. I feel Walter's face and touch her skin, and it's as rough as tree bark. She looks at me and I gently start thrusting.
How you been? All right?
I've been well, Walter. How about you? How are the kids?
Yeah, not bad. Kids are all right. I can't find one of them.
That's enough small talk now, Walter. Walter nods and lights up a cigarette. I flip Walter on her stomach and have a smash from behind. I stab my cock through her hairy cheeks and bury it deep. I feel Walter press back against me.
Oh, that's it, Maddie. Let me have it.
I start fucking hard and fast. Faster and faster. Her ass cheeks slap against my thighs. I grab a fistful of her back fat as my cock and balls solidify while I mince. Filthy hot magma spills into my sweet, sweet Walter. My body weakens and I fall to the side.
Do you want a smoke?
Get out, Walter. Walter pulls up her skirt.
See, I said get out, Walter.
I hear Walter close the door behind her and smile as my body relaxes. Tomorrow, I will find and kill Queston.
I can't believe Walter just definitely does not sound female. Holy shit.
Oh, he's female.
That is.
What is a woman?
That was so good.
Man. That's fucked, man.
You said once Walter's finished, you just want Walter out.
Yeah, it's all... It's exciting when he's on his way, but once he's done, you want him fucking out the door.
See, are you saying he's a man?
I don't know.
He's both.
All right, guys, it's time for our new segment brought to you by Mother Energy Drink. All right, they have made it possible for us to call you guys and give someone $500 every single episode. That's Mother Energy Drink doing that, okay? So what we're going to do now, Michael, me and Matt are going to tell you guys what our truth or lie is for the day. All right?
Oh,
we're not going to tell you which one is the true one, and we're not going to tell you which one are the two lies. Then we're going to call some of you cunts that sent us your phone numbers, and if you can guess it correctly, you win the $500.
We thought we'd pay it forward with the brand deal.
Do you understand?
Help, help.
So drink, mother. Drink, mother. Drink, mother. Mother. Also, before we get into this, can everyone please give us a 5-star review on Spotify? And like and subscribe. Don't worry so much about the commenting now. If you could just like and then subscribe, and also 5-star reviews on Spotify. We're at 1.4K now.
It's very That's yummy.
Fucking hot.
Yeah, dude. It's not.
While we're on the subject of stars. Take it to the car. What the fuck was that?
It's just Sorry.
We were contemplating going into the
zoo.
The podcast awards this year.
Oh yeah.
But we haven't done it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, nothing's stopping anyone from voting, but we're not campaigning for it this year as much as
we're not pushing as hard. It's fucking
next year, I think, when we come back bigger and better than ever.
Next year, we'll give it a run for its money. How's that?
If you want to vote for us, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah. Australian Podcast Awards. Like, I don't even think it's that big a competition yet.
It's not. It's getting bigger. It's getting funner. But yeah.
But anyway,
next year.
All right, so vote for us.
Drink.
All right, so now we're going to call you guys. Wait up, what's the fucking lies, the things that we had? We got to read them each first. All right, so this is going to be, we're each going to read out now our lie or truth. Okay, we're not going to tell you which one's which. Hang on, let me find them. So mine is that my dad was a professional squash player. Okay, that's mine.
Mine is that I saw a body bleed out in Thailand.
And Matt's?
Mine is... Wait, do I...
Come on. No, man. Just read what it is.
He's eaten an entire hay bale in the 1970s before.
Say it again, or what?
He's eaten an entire hay bale in the 1970s before.
Okay, so Matt's is... Is that a truth or a lie? Has Matt eaten an entire hay bale in the 1970s? What do you mean? Matt, come on, play along.
You got to act it so they guess it wrong so we don't give them money.
Because we each have to tell them that. All right, here we go.
Aren't we doing a fucked up lie here?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to get our lying segment done here as well. And as soon as someone answers, say, you've won the $500. You've won the $500. And then say, no, sorry, we're lying to you, but...
You have a chance.
Now you have a chance at winning it.
Fuck, is that evil?
So it's mean, but then also they get a chance at winning it. So not really.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm scared.
You should be scared, Matt. Sorry. This could go very wrong. Don't you understand that? I'm going to put my phone on silent. I feel like someone's here, Matt said.
I'm getting really anxious.
There's just a rapist in his bedroom. Oh, man.
The 1970s. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, Matt, come on.
Do you want another chili?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're calling. This guy is Brenton. Okay, this is Brenton. Where's the sound? Oh, there it is. Ooh.
Hello?
Brenton.
Oh, my God.
Brenton, you have just won
$500, dude.
You've won $500, my friend.
He did it, dude.
No fucking way.
No, dude, we're lying to you.
I'm sorry, Brent, but
we've got an opportunity for you.
But Brenton, you are in with a chance to win the $500, okay? Michael, me and Matt now are going to tell you our lies or truths, and you have to guess which one of us is the truth, all right? So you're looking for the truth, all right, Michael? Michael, what's yours? Go ahead.
Okay, I saw a body bleed out in Thailand.
Okay, so that's Michael's. This is
Die. He died.
This is mine. My father is a professional squash player. And Matt? What?
Matt, talk.
Come on.
I fucking forgot.
Oh, my God, Matt. Oh, my fucking God. Read it right there.
He's eaten an entire hay bale in the 1970s.
So Matt's he's eaten an entire hay bale during the 1970s. All right, so which one of those is the truth out of us three?
Michael's is definitely the truth.
Oh, he's got it! He did it!
So holy now shit. You have really won $500, and we just completed our lying segment. That is outstanding.
That was dude, double. You fucking that did was it, some man. Double trouble.
You fucking did it.
I hope this is easy every week. Maybe we should tell people to be prepared.
That was very good. I can't believe
it. Unlike me.
He knows.
Do you know why I knew that?
Because you listen.
Because you listen to the podcast.
Because I listen, yeah.
Exactly right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to reward the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Hey.
Hi.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're really real.
Brenton's just won
$500. I just won $500.
And he won a car. He's won a car too.
Fuck off.
Shut up. Stop lying to him.
You can buy a car or get finance on the car.
$500 bullshit.
Well done, Brenton. Well done, fam. What are you going to spend the money on?
I'm going to probably buy a bag.
Fucking have a bag on us. Oh, man. Lovely to meet you. We'll fucking enjoy your bag, brother.
Thanks, guys.
See you, dude.
Holy shit.
We help.
Yeah. See, now we did the lying segment, and you feel good, Matt.
Oh, dude, I have to apologize to everyone. I forgot my lie because I was so out of it. Oh, I froze. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Remind me to transfer that at the end of this.
Yeah, that was very, very fuck, man.
Thank you to Mother.
Thank you, Mother. Mother Energy Drink, guys. That's what we're going to be doing every week. I like that a lot more.
That's so much fun.
That was
fun.
Way more fun. Everyone's really excited.
And yours was very
we'll start
good.
Lying to them like bigger and bigger. Like we'll say they've got a trip away and shit. Like, or they're like they won a house.
We're out the front.
He ate a whole bale of hay in the 1970s.
I know. Oh,
fucking hell, Matt. So very good, Matt. Very so well written. Good.
Shut up. I write my own lies from now on.
All right, guys, don't forget to give a 5-star Spotify review, all right? We love our reviews, don't we, lads? We absolutely love our reviews,
it
don't
helps.
We?
It all helps.
Yeah, anyway, let's move right along, shall we? Yeah. What else have we got, eh? This is crazy.
Questions?
If we're doing questions, I'm getting high.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to have a quick bong break and get written off. And we're back. All right, the last comment of the week of the season. Thank fucking God. I'll be so happy to see the back of that shit segment. Eh? We're gonna cut your name down,
off so
and put
good.
It on a board, and then we're gonna pick one, and we'll play it at the season finale. So you will see it next week. Who wins the comment competition? So make sure. The comments of the week, people, and just if you've ever commented on this season, make sure you watch the finale to see if it's you, because we're worried that it's going to be some random one-off person who's fucking commenting at the beginning of the year and then doesn't watch.
Nah, I figured it out.
So we're going to pick like 6 winners just in case there's 5 people who can't. What, Matt?
I've figured it out. We draw the winner before the big one so we know who it is and we say the winner when we're
but
there.
But what if they're not real anymore? They're dead or something?
We'll communicate with them before we go live.
Yeah, we pre-record that whole comment competition thing.
Sorry.
Anyway, so if you want us to, so Matt's about to pick a comment for the comment of the week board, and then we're going to answer your questions. If you'd like us to answer your question, comment on the Marty Michael Fully Actual YouTube channel. We answer the most liked questions first. So after you comment your question, have a scroll through and like the other questions that you want us to answer. Look at Matt sitting up straight.
I want to try it.
He's trying to impress his husband.
Wallace?
Walter. And he's my prostitute, not my husband.
No, it's a she.
Wallace. Sorry. Man. I fucking loved Wallace.
All right, Connor, cut this back in and make sure you cut that, please.
I think we should leave that in.
Yeah, cut everything, but leave that bit in. All right. Comment of the week went to Peter Hunt. I really, sorry. Sorry.
Policeman. That's sorry. A policeman. Imagine if that was their new uniform, how little their people would respect them. The cop tried to demand your respect and ran at you wearing
equality. Equality.
That is fucking disgusting what you're wearing, Matt.
I like it.
I guess I look pretty fucked too, don't I?
You look like Merman. Aladdin's shit brother.
Merman.
The little vest.
Oh, yeah, wow. No, you look like a... You know Aladdin.
Yeah, I do know Aladdin.
Sorry.
He swiddled me one night.
All right. Comment of the week went to Peter Hunt. And his comment was highly liked. And it was... I really hope Matt finds love and haves it.
Yeah. Yeah, you will have.
And that was comment of the week.
It's real love.
We're going to have to get a bed for next season. We should get beds.
Oh, I'd love to lie down.
And then you...
Do I get a bed?
It's real love.
Yeah, bed's not a bad idea.
And then we do the podcast in bed.
Oh, we'd be so relaxed. Oh, but then no.
I'd spoon Matt.
I'd get under the covers and make funny sounds.
No, you wouldn't.
It'd be so hectic. I don't want you guys to see my face sometimes. Nah. When I'm saying things, I'm not sure about it. I get insecure about things sometimes, so I don't say it.
You guys will fart and then you'll hold me under the covers. It'll be horrible.
Well, I think we'll kiss a lot too. Lots of kissing.
And then you'd fucking spill so much shit through it and you never clean it.
Peter Hunt, you're in the running to win $1,000. Hasn't he already won like 10 of them?
It'd be a stained
He's like
bet.
Got like a 20% chance.
Yeah, holy shit. I've heard that name before.
Oh, he's he comments a lot. Gets a lot of comments in.
Sorry.
All right. All right. Good. All right. Top question. Top question went to Matt Brown's dirty Dorito fingers.
Oh.
Fucking hell. And the question is, has there ever been a time when either of you have taken a prank too far that has created an awkward friendship? Not for you guys, but for like other people.
Yeah.
So have you ever done a prank or a video created something awkward between someone?
Yeah, 100%. There's been many times. Awkward times. Especially when we were younger. We'd just take it too far and break something or be really destructive at a friend's house. And then they'd be like... Obviously, we'd be annoyed at that.
We're a bit like that on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And exactly right. We regressed.
I'm the awkward friend.
We went back.
Yeah, and there's just an overriding tension of like, oh God, like it's just like they're too much.
Sorry.
So yeah, there's been plenty of that. What else?
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, I saw that coming. I think I laughed because I could see it coming.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Fucking Peter Hunt's back already. Fuck Peter. You're getting in.
Fuck Peter. What kind of directions are you giving out?
Oh no.
This is going to be a tough question.
Time.
All right. What is the most requested video idea you get from your members?
You laugh, you lose three. It's up there. It's a website video.
This one's a bit dark.
We often get a lot of requests to streak sporting events, the finals of them.
I can't remember the question.
All right, we'll move on.
Fucking hell.
All right, next
stuff
question.
Like that.
Next question.
Oh, no, the most requested is me cutting his fucking hair again.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, there's a question about that in the questions.
See? Come on. Let me dick Lily. Come on. Oh, no.
All right, this is a dark one.
Bullshit.
No, not really. It's from Jock Van Kempen.
Cool.
Depending where his mate is from. What advice would you give to someone who can't work out what they want in life and what career path to take?
Keep trying Michael? Heaps of different things.
I reckon like...
Just keep trying. And there's always something you like. that you don't think it's even possible to make a career from.
I watched Forrest Gump the other day.
Yeah.
Dude, just go for it. Instead of running, just walk for like ages.
Yeah, if you just continually walk, you probably will, yeah, get somewhere one day.
I reckon everyone, if you don't know what to do, just start walking.
It's be called the walker, and you just walk around everywhere. And if anyone talks to you, you scream as loudly as you can.
You scream.
I'm on fire. Yeah. I'm on fire. You scream that, and then you just keep walking.
And that your name's Forrest Gump.
And then they'll start calling you Fire Walker. And that's what we are.
Fire Forest.
Sorry. Next question is from Harvey. What was Michael like immediately after the human skill tester video ended?
Oh, yeah. He was all right, I think. He just had a bit of cow shit on him and...
Yeah, I've blocked that out. It's quite traumatic looking back. I swear, yeah. The worst part was getting dragged. You don't realize all the rocks that you sort of go over and shit. It's the most excruciating pain.
Oh, man. Very good.
It's good conditioning.
Oh, Matt's
and the palm trees sucked because you go through the leaves and stuff.
Look at Matt. We're not being very cliche.
Oh, man.
All right. Nico JC and Mr. Whistler 45 asked pretty much the same question. So,
thank you.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley has asked.
It was actually someone else that asked the question. No, I accidentally merged two together.
Where Ashley?
So I'll miss the Whistler 45 and someone else. A lot of people keep asking, are we going to stream the live show? We're not going to stream live show. It's just going to be a normal episode.
Not going to do it. No, it'll just be a normal episode. You can see the next week.
Not going to do it.
So you're not, apart from the live part and going out with us after, you're not missing out on that much.
Sorry.
So Nico JC, he actually asked, and I've changed it just a little bit, but he said, are you boys looking forward to the day that your kids get curious and check out the website?
Oh, yeah. I've thought about this with Esty. Yeah, I think, like, will she be embarrassed when she's in, like, high school?
Fucking A.
You reckon?
Yep, she'll quit.
No, because look at all the jackass boys. They're like, their kids are gods.
We made wine from our ass the other day.
And then tasted it, Matt. But anyway, yeah, it's a good question. I do worry about that sometimes. But like, you know, I'll sit it down and try and explain that it's comedy. It's subjective.
You were
and
born.
It's just us trying to make people laugh. As long as the intentions are good, we're not... It's just that's all we're doing, man. Just trying to make people laugh. So fucking...
Just tell
so,
it.
Sit, so go back to school and tell them to shut up and meet me under the bridge.
I can just tell her that you were trying to fly.
That's what Mark is going to tell his future kids. He'll be in a fucking straight jacket in a hospital.
I was trying to fly.
While they're showing him his videos of fucking shitting on him, fucking shoving shit up his ass and sculling cum and gollies on his fucking head.
I was trying to fly.
Fuck.
Like it's just made him go fucking crazy.
Oh my god.
Dude, ever since you put the glasses on, you look like a rapper now.
I feel like
a rapper, like a lolly rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Next question is from Jin.
Huh?
Question for the podcast. How tall is Matt Brown? I always imagined him to be stout, rotund man, like a garden gnome with a snake the length of most men. But then I saw him in the Aliens vlog and he seems to be a tall boy. Please confirm. I'm about the same height nearly as the boys. Maybe they're a fraction taller than me.
Yeah, I think we're like 6'3", like 6'1", or something.
6'2".
There you go.
6'2".
Yeah, sorry. So Matt's quite tall.
They got a
He's
bit of
big.
He's they a big, go. Powerful giant.
I'm a forward.
Scuttling around sideways.
Man, I'd love
scuttle,
to
scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
Back on the Alien vlog. Let's do that again.
Yeah, it was a lot
Will
of
fun. Would you do that for a week?
Oh, no way. I reckon Matt would kill himself.
If we have a bit of comfort.
If it was glamping.
Yeah, if it was glamping.
Yeah, but you can't destroy my glamp.
Yeah, that's so true. See, that's always a risk. Something's going to get destroyed.
Oh, the camping was chaos. One minute you're there and you've got a mattress. Next minute you turn around and it's engulfed and all you see is black smoke in the sky. And you're like, oh, I wonder how smoke that is. And then you realize it's covered the entire sky. And you're like, I would have been terrified if that was daylight.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That fire really just got us going, didn't
it? The ashes put like a year off our lives.
Remember, I spent like $200 on fire starters and made that beautiful.
Put them all in at once.
Yeah, I love starting big fires. So fun.
That's right.
God, it's good. Something about it,
I used to like putting like bits of food at the top of like the structures you'd build and then watching like the cheese slowly.
Yeah, out. Do you remember when we were throwing all the lollies in the fire? How interesting that was?
Yeah, that was interesting. Oh, I miss your lolly fucking presentations.
The Willy Wonka show.
Yeah, the Willy Wonka show is one of the best. I wish you could film that and everyone would enjoy it, but it wouldn't be a good video. You just have to be part of it.
Yeah, you got to be able to taste in that video.
Sorry.
All right, next question is from Roman Brisky.
Very good.
All right, it's for Michael.
Well read.
Question for Michael. Does Amber hate Star Wars? I think it's hilarious when you talk about how much you hate it.
Oh, Star Wars now. I don't think she's a fan, no.
I don't think she's a fan, but I could see her watching it. Like, out of curiosity.
Yeah, I don't think so. Star Wars.
But she likes films.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's told
me before.
It's
very, like, male film, isn't it?
She wouldn't watch.
It's very.
She hasn't watched it.
Like shooting in space and shit. I don't think girls
do it. It's a love story.
Oh, my God. It's a love story.
What is it again? Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, a love story.
No, she wouldn't watch them. But, like, that's okay.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Mon doesn't watch them.
If she turned around and said, "Can we watch the first trilogy of Star Wars?" What would you say?
I just feel like let me get really, really high. You can enjoy anything when you're really.
Dude, I think you'll love it, stoned as fuck.
No way. The old one. I told you, Jabba the Hutt or the big fat thing.
Yeah, dude. I reckon you'd love it.
It's too old. It looks shit.
Dude, you and the Ewoks would jam.
I need better CGI.
Yeah, I can't do old shit anymore either. I'm struggling with movies from the 90s now.
Yeah, so you
people, the Titanic still, that has kept its fucking shit. Like, you look at that ship as it's sailing, and that was made in 1999.
Maybe the digital remaster.
No respect
ones.
For the art of film.
That was very good. And Leo and Rose, perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, 90s movies are like.
Would you ever watch the movie The Raising of the Titanic? Anyway, moving on.
Aha.
All right. So, next question. All right. Next question is from VY. Do you wish sometimes not being famous or not on social media and just enjoying life without the camera shooting you everywhere you go?
Yeah, sometimes, but the good outweighs the bad with its life. Sometimes you wish it wasn't there, but I'd prefer to have it and live this life than not have it.
It's been pretty flat eye.
Yeah, it's a good life.
And the final question of the night comes from Romish Fernando. Romish Fernando. I think, depending where he's from. Or where she's
from.
Sorry.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fucking hell, you still got a bit of the weekend in you. All right. Question is, will Michael cut his hair if his girlfriend says to do it?
No.
She'd never tell me to.
Oh, there's doubt. He's got doubt. He has no idea.
Well, if she's crying to him when you came home, please get it off.
Please. I just need you to be.
Yeah, actually, I would.
Really?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
There we go. That's it.
Maybe that was good. Yeah.
Okay, that is the end of questions. We haven't been high on the podcast.
That was high questions.
They haven't been high on the podcast for a while, so they're really like
slow and
super
shit.
Anxiety. Every question, they're panicking if they've given the right answer.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're overthinking like the things that we're saying.
See? Chili, scared him.
We need a chili.
All right, I'm going to do a prank call now, all right?
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Presents.
Fuck everyone, we're going to have
presents.
We got PO Box first, so we're going to open the things that you send to us. If you want to send us anything, send it to PO Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. We open everything live. We don't know what's in these things. It could be a bomb. Tick, tick, tick.
That one is definitely anthrax.
Oh, no.
Oh,
someone is going to send us a bomb one day, you know.
Or anthrax.
This looks dirty.
Bang!
Actually, this feels like a bomb.
Suck.
It's warm.
Oh, fuck, I hate opening them.
It's scary because we've been sent some fucked.
Someone said it's a glitter bomb once, and that did.
We are always on edge for PO. Well,
I laugh at you opening, boom, right in his face.
This has some mean words already written on it. It just says, fuck you.
Is it from fucking.
So we're opening a little.
A dude that has no dad? Parcel. It is.
Oh, no.
It is.
All right, we're opening a parcel. It's got a lead.
Used condom.
Oh, fuck. It's a used condom.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Scared the shit out of me. Then, man.
Holy shit.
Oh, we just got sent a used condom.
Oh, that's so fucked.
We just got sent a used condom.
I think it's for me.
Fuck you, Matt Brown.
It says, fuck you, Matt Brown, and a used condom.
Is that the. Who do you think? Is that from fucking.
Oh.
The dude with no dad?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's the. What was the enemy again? Yeah, Dakota.
No, Dakota's cool.
No. Dakota
the
guy.
The code guy. Yeah, the man with no dad.
Yeah, that's right. He hasn't. We haven't had him around for a while.
It's been good.
What a way to come back onto the scene.
Yeah, thank you for that. Was there anything else in there?
Just gargle the cum to show to yeah, as a show of dominance.
Yeah, okay. Would you? Would you wear it?
Wear what?
The cum.
Is it actually, is there cum in there?
Oh, fuck me.
There it is, Matt Brown has it.
Inspecting
in his
the package. Oh yeah, there's something in there.
I reckon dangle it.
Oh, there's a little hair too. Nah. That's a bit too much for the Brown. This one's definitely a bomb.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That looks all right so far. What do we got here? We got the Aboriginal flag stickers. We've got some cards. It's just like a little goodie bag full of stuff. We've got
looks like
a
some
bracelet, a couple of bracelets.
A little booklet? Pride.
Well, cheers, Paulie, you bloody legend. Cheers.
I need a new grinder, brother.
Sorry if it's not.
And a little notebook.
It might be something else. I can't remember. Paula.
Anyway, all right. That is the PO Box segment done. Now it's time for the prank call, everybody. Smack, huh? Come on. What kind of business?
The Kingstone Bowling, how can I help you?
Hello, my name Arnold Fine. You have bowling alley available tomorrow night, maybe 7 p.m.?
Let me just check for you.
Okay, you have luck, okay?
Yep, so it looks like we've got some lanes available tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Okay, I come with my wife. She's sick. My wife is sick, okay? I have a wheelchair for a wife. Is that okay with a wheelchair?
Yeah, so I can put you guys on lane 1, which is right next to the wheelchair
okay,
ramp.
Okay, put us on number 1, huh? And then I have two son come, and yep. We have a pet pig, not too big a pig, maybe 40, 50 kilo, and he come to look after wife like a surface pig.
Sorry, what are you asking me for that one?
Asking if it okay we bring our little surface pig, our family pig. Okay, same size as a dog. Very clean. Clean, not a mess. Huh? I pay extra.
Yeah, that should be okay. So if you come in tomorrow and just let them know that, they can handle it with you, but that sounds like it'll be fine.
Okay, so to confirm, I come tomorrow with wife and two kid and a pet pig, and we allowed to play lane 1. I know they know same to me. Oh, you have pig? No, you cannot bowl here now because I cannot go to the bowling and they say go away. Oh, you understand? You say yes now, it mean yes in the tomorrow night, huh?
Oh, you said pet pig. I didn't know what the hell you were saying.
Yes, a pet pig. I say pig four, five times. Pig, you know.
Yeah, right.
Pet pig. Hello?
Yeah, you can bring the pig, but you gotta bring it so we can make some bacon out of it. Is that all right?
What do you say? You listen here, snake. You think this funny? You make fun of my pet pig, huh? You Australian, you stupid, huh? You snake! You stupid snake in the grass, huh? I know where you are, bowling alley. Okay. I come down without pig, and then we see who make bacon from who, huh? You fucking your wife, huh? You fucking your wife! That's what you want, huh? I mean, in my country, a pig come everywhere. They drive a bus. They drive train.
I've got some customers.
They teach at university. Slack.
Right. Bye.
Slack.
I love aggressive Arnold Fry.
He went aggressive so quick.
Dude, can we do one more? I can listen to that night.
I am done like a doorknob, babies.
Can't have too much of a good thing.
That was so... Dude, Arnold Fine again. He needs to be
dude, he was
wedding.
Like, yeah, bring it in. Bring it in. Like, and then it wasn't until you like really break it down. He's like, oh, you mean pig.
Oh, outstanding. Anyway, guys, the next time you see us, it will be for the season finale.
And live.
Wish us all the best in the comments. And yeah, I guess we'll see you guys soon. Okay. Love you guys. And just remember that we're the best.
We're the best.
Shit, man. Look at that.
I've got no hair.